I'm Mary DeMuth, and this is Pray Every Day. Now, if you enjoyed listening to these prayers every day and would like to receive a personalized prayer in your inbox every week, simply go to marydemuth.com and you'll see a Mind If I Pray For You graphic at the top of the page. Click the red subscribe button and you'll receive a free personalized prayer every Monday for the next year. So you just be sure to put your first name in there so I can insert it into the prayer. So I would love to have you do that and click on marydemuth.com to do that. So today we're reading from the book of Psalms, particularly Psalm 119, and we're working our way through. We're now in verses 49 through 51 in the Voice translation, and it says this: Do not forget your promise to your servant. Through it you have given me hope. This brings me solace in the midst of my troubles, that your word has revived me. Those who are proud cruelly ridicule me, but I keep to the steady path of your teachings. Mind if I pray for you? Lord, we thank you that you are one who keeps his promises. You give us hope through those promises. You promise that you will never leave us. You will never forsake us. You promise to be our parent forever. You promise that our sins have been wiped away because of what Jesus has done on the cross. You promise that we have the Holy Spirit as a down payment for our deposit in eternal life that comes, and it begins right now. This eternal life is not just over there, it's actually now. We have eternal life right now, and we will continue to experience that eternal life after we die. So we just do ask that you would not forget the promise to your servant, and we do want to be your servants. We want to be people who joyfully serve you, because we love you. We don't shrink back and worry about whether we're doing things right or wrong as much as we just serve you because we love you. Thank you for bringing solace in the midst of my troubles. Thank you that your word has revived me. And so I pray for the person who is in the midst of troubles today. And I don't know what those troubles might be. It could be economic troubles. It could be just worry about the future. It could be a relationship that has gone wrong. Someone may have a prodigal in their lives and there's a lot of trouble with that. They may be experiencing pain or a very awful diagnosis, or they're walking alongside someone with an awful diagnosis, or they may be caregiving with someone with Alzheimer's. Lord, all these things are so hard, and we desperately need your solace, your peace, your shalom in the midst of the turmoil and the troubles that we face. We cannot do this without you, Lord. We cannot live our lives without you. It is empty and alone and desperate, and we desperately need you in the midst. We pray that your word, that we would have this love for your word, and as we read it, it would revive our hearts, it would revive our minds, that our minds would be renewed, just as Paul prayed in Romans 12, that we would be transformed by the renewing of our mind, and that renewing comes by knowing your word, by reading your word, memorizing your word, meditating upon your word, being in your word, delighting in your word. So Lord, I pray for an affection for your word today. I pray that you would help us to find ways to sneak your word into our days, whether it be on our phone or as we're listening to a podcast or listening to the radio on the way home from work, where we're listening to a recitation of your word. Lord, we need your word. Help us to truly, truly find solace and delight in your word. Lord, I pray for those who are experiencing this. It says, those who are proud cruelly ridicule me. And Lord, for those who are being ridiculed by prideful people, by proud people, I pray you would give them a dosage, an extreme dosage of your presence in the midst of that ridicule, that there would be peace and patience and an ability to not let it sink all the way down deep into our hearts, but to just reflect it back and be able to take that pain to you and to have experience your healing power in the midst of that pain. And Lord, I pray that you would take that pain that we've experienced from the cruel words of others and instead speak life over the people in our lives today, that we would turn that pain into a determination not to act that way towards somebody else, and that you would take that pain and it would make us tender toward those who are also experiencing pain like that. Lord, we pray that you would make us an empathetic people, that the pain that we've received would not make us bitter, but empathetic. And I pray for that beautiful reversal today in Jesus' powerful name. Amen. Thank you so much for listening to Pray Every Day. So when you have a cruel person saying cruel things to you, I pray that God would be speaking those words of life. He will receive all that pain. Just give it to him. He understands. When Jesus walked the earth, he was misunderstood and maligned and betrayed by people. So he understands when you're experiencing the same thing. Just give it to him, my friend, today. And he will be with you and he is for you. And those are good words indeed.